Finally. It was so tedious dragging you here. Now, we're both in a quiet and secluded place. And all still tied up. No. Don't cry or struggle so much. I'm not going to hurt you. Just listen to me. Just listen. I had to kidnap you off the streets because you humans wouldn't have went with me voluntarily. Slime kind is in a bit of trouble. We're all too similar to each other. Genetically similar. You know the principle. The smaller the gene pool, the closer we are to extinction. Therefore, the Great Slime King urgently ordered us to increase our genetic diversity. The first method is through absorption of plant and animal matter. That works better with higher order animals like humans. However, it's a bit too crude and icky. It's so unnecessarily disgusting and violent. Even worse, with our see-through bodies, everyone will see the slowly digesting victim inside. Anyways, with the peace treaty, it's very illegal. You know, no sword-induced binary division in return for not being dissolved into a sludge of raw genetic material. Then again, that's a bit better than arrows and bullets. Those lead bullets, they're so disgusting. Anyway, since we only signed that treaty a few years ago, the relationships between the two races are still not in the greatest state. That's granted, given how vigorously we defended ourselves from each other. Long conflicts usually equates to long grudges with an unhealthy dose of speciesism. So, you know, DNA transfer is hardly going to happen voluntarily. I then hatched up this kidnap plan to capture a human male and milk him. Males, because it's much easier to extract genetic packages than females. Well, I mean, technically, we can squeeze in and through to the female eggs. And, but let's not go there. Okay. Now, I hope you understand. I'm not going to hurt you. All I want is your DNA. Then I'll let you go. Just sit there and let me take care of all the rest. First, we gotta get your clothes out of the way. I'm just going to cover you with my body and then move myself carefully. Your clothes are now inside my body. And now to dissolve them. Done. Clothes dealt with. No. Don't worry. I got a spare set of clothes prepared just for this. Plus, they're from an expensive designer brand. You're not going to be put out of pocket. If they don't fit, I'd even come back with new ones that do. It's really hard to judge your size visually. You all look the same. I don't know why humans bother to wear clothes. Isn't it better to showcase your reproductive organs? Would it not be so much easier to procreate? Would it not be easier to make visual judgments on any potential mates? Ugh. I'm not going to judge. Oh no! Sorry, I put too much of my body mass on you. I'm not going to choke you. That was all an accident. Don't worry. Sorry, I wasn't really paying attention. Yes, now that all those pesky clothes are gone, we can get to work. I located your reproductive male organ, your penis, colloquially known as the dick, the cock, the tool, and the phallus. Right now it's so unimpressive and unassuming. Not to mention soft. Hardly anything that dignifies that many descriptors. Oh, I get it. Page 44 out of the Guide to Reproduce with Humans. It clearly states that you gotta be larger and harder. In other words, erect. You're not erect at the moment. I know. It's because I'm not very attractive to you. That's fine. It's fine. It's hard to be aroused at the sight of a formless body. What if I change colors? Blue? Red? Black? Gray? Blue again? No response? I get it now. You're a human male, so it's safe to assume you prefer human shapes. What about this? Or this? Oh, I know. Let me change the size of the mammary glands and my face to that of the woman on all those billboards. There. My shape is of an attractive female of your species. Now you can call me a slime girl. That does sound way more appealing. Now would you want to mate with me? Oh, I saw your tool twitch a little. I could still see that angry, defiant look in your face. Oh well, I think I'll take things into my own hands. Literally. How does it feel to have your cock enveloped completely within that small portion of my body? Why are you cringing? Why are you struggling? Oh, I forgot to regulate my internal temperature. Okay. Now my temperature feels like a nice warm spring day under the sun. I can tell you're feeling heaps more comfortable. I'm happy. I really don't want to hurt you. Now can you pretty please get erect? I think both of us want to get it over and done with as quickly as possible. Now, what's missing? I get it. You're cold on the account of no clothing. What if I just move my body on top of yours? Like this? Does that feel better? Oh, and this time, you got room to breathe. You should be fine. Now, at the very least, you should be feeling more comfortable. I should have really checked the temperature settings of this room. I read somewhere that humans only really want to reproduce in comfortable rooms. Understandable. We slime beings just split at any time when we feel like it. The thing is, we then gotta report to the Slime King with our newly formed offspring. Then we gotta wait for a huge time period to grow, not to mention finding all the nutrients and food needed to get back to our normal size and shape. And on top of all that, we're vulnerable, so we have to find someone bigger than us to take care of us. It's all a huge hassle. That's why it's preferable to get DNA from other creatures and then bring it back to the slime pool. It brings in population control and maximizes the productive portion of our lifetimes. So, let's get on to it. Tell me, why aren't you giving me your DNA? Oh, I realize I need to actually, for lack of a better word, massage it out. But how? I don't have any hands and feet. I don't have that vibrating wand thingy. Ooh, what if I absorb your tool through this orifice I just made? With special care not to accidentally dissolve it? Ah, you like it. I can feel and see that you're hardening and twitching a little. So I am on the right track. What to do? It's nice and all to have your phallus inside me. It kind of helps in the way that your semen will be safely tucked away the moment it comes out. What's this? Are you trying to thrust in and out of me? Is this another clue? What if I help you? I move my fluids right around it? Oh, you're way harder, and you're thrusting faster and faster. What if I swirl it this way, that way, clockwise, counterclockwise? Temporarily harden, temporarily soften. Grab that head of the cock, then at the bottom, then grab it all the way, then heat up and cool down. Your eyes are rolling upwards. You're having fun. I'm going to increase my inner viscosity, then pulsate around it. Is it too tight? No? Too loose? No? Oh, what if I do this? Oh, you like that? How about I engulf your whole body? Then I can push back on your penis from both sides. And your balls, I can massage them at the same time. I know. I'll swirl my entire body around you, as well as giving that special attention to your cock. It's twitching. It's twitching. Does that mean I'm doing it right? Now, what if I applied a bit of vacuum? Need to create an orifice on the other side, then a passage to expel the air. Now you're drooling. Pulsating vacuum time. Come on. You know you want to. You know you want to. You know you want to. I want you to come. I know you want to come. You're going to come for me. You're going to come for me. You're going to squirt. You're going to burst. You're going to explode. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, look at that. Look how viscous and white it is. It's so richly textured and warm. So warm. Such exquisite, delicate texture. As tempted as I am to absorb that wonderful fluid straight into my body, I gotta take the most care of it. Quarantine that area of my body, neutral pH, harden the area around that a little. There. Taken care of. I shall protect and defend your seed with my very own life. Thank you so much. The king is going to be very pleased with me. You just helped diversify our genetic pool. This is the cleanest and, dare I say, interesting and fun way of exchanging DNA between our species. Far better than eating humans. I'm going to selectively dissolve the ropes. Now you can leave. As I promised from the start, the aforementioned clothes are in the corner of the room there. Oh, and thank you for not immediately reaching for your weapons. See, I left them undissolved, in good faith. How come you're not leaving? You're probably tired. You must be totally zonked out from the strain of coming that hard. Huh? You actually want to go again? Really? I'm so flattered. It's a bit tiring for me. I think I need to rest and do it again tomorrow. But I tell you what, I can lead you back to my village, and then you can have a go at giving your semen to all 60 of us. We can totally take shifts and have you go at us all day, all weekend, and all month. That's totally a great idea. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.